The hunters were hot on the trail of the most significant lead of their lives.
Very mainstream. It's cool to be into Bigfoot.
These videos were no hoax. Verified by top experts as unaltered and completely authentic, the beast they showed scrambling through the dense foliage was absolutely real.
All of a sudden, I see this thing start standing up.
The only question left was whether it was something known to man, or whether the expedition was about to prove the existence of Bigfoot once and for all. It was Beth's dream home.
Love it.
Glad you like it.
But Charlie didn't seem convinced.
I'm not very confident, but we'll see.
Relocating from sunny Tampa to the snow-capped Swiss Alps seemed romantic.
It's like very light and airy.
But it also seemed awfully cold. Will it be the warm comforts of home?
Oh, man.
Or fondue in a new chalet?
All right, ready to get out of here?
Yep.
Find out when we return. Tora and the other chimps didn't know what to make of their unexpected visitor. It looked and sounded like some of their fiercest predators, only in miniature. More curious than afraid, one by one they ventured close to the strange beast before returning to the safety of the group. It was quite clear that none of them had ever encountered a common house cat before. The scene outside the sliding glass doors leading to the pool was even more shocking. Dr. Klein had staggered for several seconds before finally succumbing to his injuries. But where was the body? The bridal shop was steamy, no question. With the AC barely functional, the thermostat showed a tropical 83 degrees.
What is that smell?
Kaylee was on her fourth dress, and as she walked into the gallery to show it off to her bridesmaids, the combination of heat, sweat, and a bride with an ample figure was just too much.
I'm laughing.
Was it any surprise that future mother-in-law Anne was the one to put it into words?
And she's ready to fall off the sofa.
Nothing like a fat-shaming mother-in-law to make the day complete.